Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 57 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for April 26th is predict what will happen to the future generations of your family if you chase your passions rather than play it safe in life. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. Remember, lighthouses don't go out and rescue people. They simply stand on solid ground and provide direction, guidance, and hope to help others find their own path. Being a lighthouse is a mindset that what you do matters, and not just for yourself, but for others around you, and especially for those closest to you. We've talked before on the podcast when we have challenges from our fundamental of success of having a vision that we can't always control the what and the where of our vision, and that the most important part of our vision and what we ultimately have control over is the who of our vision. And we've also talked about how the pursuit of our dreams is important because it leads to growth and can help us reach our full potential, even if we don't achieve the destination we had our sights set on. Now, with being a lighthouse, our mindset shifts a little bit as we see that chasing our passions is not just about us, but how it can inspire others to take risks and strive to reach their full potential as a human being. Because ultimately, becoming the best version of ourselves is not for ourselves. It is so we can donate our gifts to the rest of the world and make the greatest impact we're capable of. Now, taking on the mindset of how chasing your passions rather than playing it safe will have an impact on future generations of your family is kind of like how when you become a parent and you would never think about changing some other baby's diaper, but you have no problem changing the diaper of your own son or daughter. It's kind of like how you like rock music, but your fiance wants to go watch the symphony, and so you go. And it's even like when you were little and you picked on your little brother or sister, but you would turn into a superhero if anybody else tried to pick on them. So what am I saying? I'm saying it comes down to love. And when you love someone, you're willing to go outside your comfort zone in order to do things to help them. And how many times do we say we want the best for our kids? And because we want the best, we get them all kinds of material possessions. We take them on trips to give them wonderful experiences. We get them involved in all kinds of activities. And we want them to win at all of them. And there's nothing wrong with any of these things, although we can go overboard sometimes. The real danger lies in finding our worth in the material possessions or the trophies. But if we really want to give our kids, whether that's our own children at home or the students and players we work with in our classrooms or on our teams, if we really want to give them the best, then we have to give them the best version of ourselves. And how can we do that if we don't chase the passions that burn deep within our heart? How can we give them the best if we just follow the status quo, if we play it safe? Now, one thing I'd like to point out when we talk about this is that having a great impact on the world is not synonymous with being famous. We don't have to be on the cover of People magazine or win a Nobel Prize in order to have a great impact on the world. Greatness is not our role. Greatness is how we execute our role. And part of our role as teachers and coaches is to inspire young people. And how can we do that if we're not being lighthouses who go out and chase their passions? So how about you? Predict what will happen to future generations of your family if you chase your passions rather than play it safe. If we really love our kids and we really want the best for them, then we're going to chase our passions so we can write our own story and become the best versions of ourselves. As always, thanks for joining us on the 1% Leadership Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite listening platform so you get the updates as soon as each episode is released. And we always appreciate everyone who takes the time to leave a rating and review for the podcast on iTunes or any other platform. Get 1% better today by being a lighthouse who chases their passions. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.